I don't know, they say one way you say gee-haw or something like that, you know. I don't know which is which, but I've heard them say that. You go one way when you say gee, and haw, you go the other way.
Yeah. I don't know.
But now, which is which? Don't ask me.
That makes this is someone have to tell me right and left. I don't.
It's something like that.
Mm-hmm. If something is not right near at hand, you'd say it's just. It's not right here. It's just.
Off a little bit or something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
Away.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been traveling and say you were going from here to to Chattanooga maybe, and you only got as far north as, say, Gadsden, and again it got dark, you might say, well, I better stop and spend the night at the motel. I still have what to go. I have a
long way to go.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, if something is very common, say like a pencil or a pen, and you don't have to look for it, you know, any special place.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And if you slip on ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell
backward.
Mm-hmm. Or he fell
forward.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. You have any name for, say, the trenches that are cut by a plow in the field?
It's a furrow.
Mm-hmm. If you have more than one, you have two
rows.
Mm-hmm. Or if you didn't want, you could say two.
Two furrows.
Mm-hmm. And
I believe rows are where they are pulled up, you know, the saw.
And if you have a good yield, say of cotton or corn, you might say we raised a big
crop.
Mm-hmm. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what to the land?
You cleared the land.
Yes, ma'am. And do you have any special name for maybe the second cutting of a grass or clover or anything like that?
The second what?
Cutting of, say, grass or clover. Any special name for that?
I don't know any for that.
Mm-hmm. And wheat is usually tied up into a...
And sheaves.
Mm-hmm. The only way I know that is...
Bringing in the sheaves.
Yeah, I guess I must have been 15 before I knew what that song
was. This is what it meant.
Mm-hmm. And bundles or sheaves are piled up into a... any name for the thing they're piled up into?
Well, I don't know. What would you say it was?
I don't know.
Well, it's bundled up when it's in sheaves, and it's in a big
then
bunch.
And then stack them up.
Then
sometimes.
You stack them up, but I didn't know you ever stacked them up like that.
Well, most people just put it in a loft like that or something.
Uh-huh. Well, don't they take it and have it? I thought they took the sheaves and things and had them made into flour and things like that. That's what I thought they did. I don't know about any of that stacking up. They could just mound them up in the field until they got enough to haul away to the granary, wherever they're going.
And say you were talking about how much wheat you'd raise, your big crop. You said we raised 40 what? 40?
Bushels.
Mm-hmm. Wheat to an acre. Right?
Uh-huh.
And say you got some oats. What is it you have to do with oats to separate the grains from the rest of it?
Yeah, I have heard what that is, but I can't call it.